from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Election day draws to a close as Montserratians use a new voting system. World leaders call on Guyana's new president to bridge the racial divide following recent controversial elections. And Jamaica moves to extradite a Canadian fugitive charged with 13 counts of murder. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Montserrat, the 12 polling stations in the northern part of the island are scheduled to close in less than 1 hour. Just under 3,000 people have been registered to cast their vote in the island's first general election using a single constituency modified first-past-the-post system. Keith Stone has been monitoring the vote count and sent this report.
From very early this morning, scores of people on the island began their trek to the polling stations. In several cases, voters arrived at the polling stations even before the election officials and waited patiently to cast their ballots. The turnout was heavy just after 7 o'clock this morning, but then petered out going into mid-morning. It picked up again during the break for lunch, when many government workers used the opportunity to exercise their franchise. Election officials spent the day visiting the various polling stations, and so far there have been no major problems reported. In fact, several voters I spoke to throughout the period